All right. Okay, moving on to license sales update by Director Tom Kersman. Welcome.
Good morning again, Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission. Just a quick license sales update, and just want to piggyback off what Shayla was just talking about there. You know, over the last several months, as we gave you license sales update, one of the areas in particular that we had mentioned where we saw that drop off or decline was in particular that annual, or excuse me, resident fishing licenses. And that's exactly what Shayla is working on with our staff to try to find the reasons why and come up with solutions and answers, or at least some methods that we can go get these folks back. And so really appreciate the effort that Shayla is putting in, working with staff and outside entities, and see if we can answer some of those questions, but then more importantly, what actions can we put in place to get folks back? Because we know we have the great fishing opportunities scattered across the state, whether we're here in the Black Hills, along the Missouri River, in the Northeast, Southeast, it doesn't matter. We have great fishing opportunities. So it's one that's important to us. We've been talking about it, and now is our opportunity to put some action in place and try to address that particular segment of licensed buyers in particular and bring them back. So if you look at the one page that we have with your the monthly update on license sales, would be page 28 in your booklet. I'm not going to go into too much detail on all of these. For the most part, they've been holding steady from our last conversation on the license sales update. More importantly to me, I guess what I want to offer to you is welcome to the greatest month of the year. And when we talk about license sales, we talk about hunting. It's Christmas time of the year for our pheasant hunters, both resident and non-resident alike. This is always an exciting time of the year. We wait for this every single year. We've been talking about it for months, and finally it's here. So this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we have the resident-only pheasant season. And then the following weekend is the grand opening, right, for anybody to enjoy pheasant hunting here in South Dakota. And so we're looking forward to the next two weekends in particular. It's always an exciting time, and this is also our busy time for small game license sales also. You can see the small game license sales both at the resident, non-resident level. We're going to see a major uptick over the next 2-3 weeks here in particular. The one thing that I want to remind you that we do on an annual basis is we look really close on that opening weekend of license sales on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we look at that real close because it gives us a great indication of what the rest of the season may look like from license sales. We've done that for years. We've compared other years, that opening weekend license sales. And what I would offer to you again, it's a great barometer of what we can maybe estimate or guess what the rest of the season may look like. And so we're going to track that close, take a good look at that. We'll share that information with you at the November meeting. But we're excited about the excitement out there for pheasant season to kick off and get going. There's been a lot of fun the last 2 weeks with the youth pheasant season. Folks have been out there harvesting some birds. But the next three weekends in particular, resident only, and those first two weekends of the opening of the season, a lot of folks wait for that. Again, we're going to see a lot of license sales on the small game side, both resident, non-resident, which will also then carry over into the habitat stamp segment of license as well. When you look at the bottom of the sheet there, a lot will change over the next 3 weeks. And again, we'll continue to monitor that. Again, so I'm not going to go into detail on a lot of these. We've talked about some of these in particular, but overall, our license sales look good. They're remaining steady, and some are looking really strong. Again, excited for the next couple of weeks of what pheasant hunting brings here to South Dakota. On the resident side, the one that maybe catches your attention again of being down is the example of the annual fishing license for residents. And Shayla just talked about our efforts and our plans moving forward to answer some of those questions, get more people back into the angling on the resident side. And on the non-resident side, you can see that, again, those numbers are going to change substantially over the next 2-3 weeks here as well. A couple other points I just want to, Bren, again, bring to your attention. On the resident side, when you look at the number of licenses or the revenue generated, you're going to see that it's down a little bit from the three-year average. And if you compare 21 to 22, you're going to see that down. But One key area that we knew would drop is because we did remove again that junior combination license. So that's one that is in there, right? We knew that was going to happen when we did our streamlining effort of youth hunting and fishing licenses. So while that's in those numbers, we see that, that doesn't concern me as much because we knew full well that was an expectation that would happen. So I just wanted to remind you of that. And on the non-resident side, the other one that that's clearly shows up there is that family fishing license. And again, that, that precipitous drop is a direct result of us removing that particular license type as well. But the likelihood is a lot of those folks ended up purchasing their own annual fishing license or maybe those one day fishing license or something like that. And we'll have the opportunity. We can go back and do some more investigating on how that all played out. But I just remind you when you see a couple of those big numbers like that, that we knew that was going to happen. We fully anticipated that. And it, so it's not a big surprise to us. So Mr. Chairman, I'm going to end there. Again, things look good. They look steady. Really looking forward to the next couple of weeks as we see folks in South Dakota get excited to go pheasant hunting. A lot of family, friends, traditions happen over the next 3 weeks, right? It's the 2 weekends from now is Christmas for a lot of people. So we're excited about that. We're having conversations with people that are coming in. They're excited to come to South Dakota. They're asking what bird hunting is going to be like. And there's a lot of enthusiasm and positive and optimism of what this fall looks like. Talking to many of you, harvest is going hard, right? In some places, harvest is going to be close to complete. Other places are going to have a little bit farther to go. That always plays into that opening weekend or first couple of weekends of harvest, but should be a lot of great opportunities. Hopefully weather is fantastic and we look forward to a great October of pheasant hunting. So Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it over to you if there's any questions.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, when you talk about October, it's my favorite time of year. It's great. And as you mentioned, the harvest of the soybeans and corn is moving along quite rapidly. I expect those pheasants will be much easier to find this year than in some of those compromising years of like 2018, 2019, when that corn stayed out of the fields and well into November and December, if not into the next year. So yeah, I'm highly optimistic that hunters will be quite pleased with what they find. I think, especially in my area, I'm seeing personally a lot more birds than what we've had in the past. And it's been a few winters now that have been rather mild, I guess, when you compare to some of those years. So good survivability of those birds out there. And it's fun to see. So looking forward to that. So thank you, Tom. Other questions or comments for Tom? All right. I guess that's all we have. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that concludes our agenda. I believe Secretary Roebling, if you have any comments you'd like to add.
Well, thank you, Mr. Commissioner, Mr. Chairman, I should say, and great job running the meeting, for stepping in here for Russ, and thank you, Bob, for doing so. Our next meeting is going to be in Madison on November 3rd, so we will be on the other side of the state, and just want to let folks know that if there's any agenda items you'd like to see on that agenda at the November meeting, please let Tom or I or Scott know, and we'll make sure to get those covered on the next meeting. So, it's October, and like Tom said, it's our favorite time of year. We're going to roll out the red carpet for the pheasant hunters coming to South Dakota. The weather does look fantastic. I was just looking at the 10-day forecast, and when you see that pheasant opener in the 10-day forecast, you know you're close, and that 10-day forecast even looks phenomenal. So hoping folks that are thinking about coming to South Dakota or folks that are within South Dakota, get outside, enjoy the time with family and friends. I know the dogs are getting excited because they can feel the air cool down. And I know my dog is ready to go. And she's been waiting for this opening weekend for the resident open here for a long time. I'll be out joining folks in the field tomorrow. And it's going to be a great, fantastic year. And I'm super excited about it. So thanks to all the staff for great presentations. We always have just a phenomenal amount of information and data. And can't thank staff enough for that. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I will turn it back to you. And I hope everybody gets out in the field this fall.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, that's you talk about your dog getting out. Tomorrow's the big day. Residents only on public lands. So good luck to all those that hit those fields and be safe. But I guess that wraps up our meeting, and we'll reconvene in November, and looking forward to that too. So thank you, and that concludes it. Adjourned.